5 Minutes English.
The name Sherlock Holmes in the account.
Welcome to Downton.
Never 5 Minutes.
Season 3.
我们的微信公众号已经开通了，我们每天早上6:30会有一条带有语音的图文，每天呢我们都会讲一个字典里面查都查不到的俏皮话啊，或者是每个单词都认识你但是你就不认识他的词。那在公众号里还有我们每一期的文稿，节目里面有听不懂的地方就可以看文稿了。那怎么找到我们的微信公众号呢？在微信里搜索每日五分钟英语，那个黄色背景的爆炸头就是我们了。那今天在我们的微信公众号里回复3025就可以看到今天的文稿，可以边看边听哦。
Hi everyone，
大家好，
I'm Jerry.
这是 Jerry.
And you are.
And this is Alex.
Tool. Beta male. Retard. Asshole. Scumbag.
来啊，再来啊。放马过来啊。
We are broadcasting with Sydney.
来啊，相互伤害啊。
Season 3 of the 5 Minutes English Show.
我们在悉尼为大家广播，欢迎大家收听五分钟相互伤害。啊啊。
So,
送你妹啊，这一句是我说的。
So,
someone has gone to a better place. I'm so
lonely. 你在诅咒我死掉了吗？
啊？
Nothing, keep going.
自从了，哎，这个字到底是翘舌音还是平舌音？自从 Jerry 去了日本之后，哎，总感觉少了点什么，你知道吧？没有 Jerry 录音时候这种老打嗝，然后 Jerry 录音时候老打嗝，然后喷我一脸。我又翻白眼，而且踩不到 Jerry 的脚了，你知道吗？不习惯了。
Yeah, so basically what I got from that is that Woolix is gay, that's why he misses me.
Shut the f- up. 哎，这是 f***ing up 还是 f*** up 啊？
Shut the f*** up.
为什么不能说 shut the f***ing up 啊？
Because that doesn't make sense in English. And we're an English channel.
就像我以前老说 f*** you off, 这其实根本就不成立的，对吧？
Yes.
f*** up 就 f*** up.
Stop cursing in English. That's my language. If you want to swear, do it in Chinese.
那必须的。cursing 了我。curse 他妈怎么读啊 ？curse 是吧
？curse
我
curse
我刚才其实根本就没看懂这是什么意思。然后查一下字典，哦，原来是诅咒的意思是吧？我还想来，哎，这跟 of course 有什么关系啊？原来一个是 curse 一个是 course course 对吧？
That's right.
我什么时候啊 cursing 你啦？是吧？我也就画个圈圈诅咒你吧，对吧 ？Get ugly, get ugly, get up. 哎，我把 ugly 拼错了。
What a tool. When you say someone has gone to a better place, it doesn't mean they went from like, you know,
like Tokyo.
a cave. It doesn't mean they went from a cave to.A castle, right? That's not going to a better place. When we say someone has gone to a better place, the better place is referring to heaven, which means that someone has died.
Oh, 就等于说 someone has gone to a better place, 就指的是这个人去世了，对吧？
Yes.
我其实本来想说你去了一个日本那么多有正版小皮皮的地方，是吧？是一个 better place.
Far out. Shut up.
不小心说出了心里话。
Please stop. Please stop.
哎呀，杰瑞啊，既然说到这里啊，你就一次性批量的讲一下这个英文里面所有代表这个勾带的话，好吧？勾带，免得我在跟别人说话的时候不小心说错了。跟你说没事。
Okay. So, so the first one you want to know is.勾带，
他妈的废话。
No 做 No 带 ，Why you try？
你够了啊。
Okay, so, one common expression、I would say one common expression you would use is kick the bucket.
Kick bucket 就是踢水桶。
Yes.
为什么不是踢
水桶
呢 ？Kick the Jerry.
Kick the Jerry. So basically, with kick the bucket.So, back in the day, when people wanted to hang themselves, which is like suicide, right? They usually use a bucket to stand on the thing. And then they kick the bucket to like let the rope pull on their neck, so they all die. So, that's why it's called kick the bucket.
就等于说他想上吊， 然后上吊的话肯定会踩个水桶，然后他要死就一定要把这个水桶踢掉，所以 kick the bucket 就是自杀上吊。
Yes,
去死。
That's right. Not well. Mostly right, right? Basically, kick the bucket nowadays just means someone passed away, regardless of like how they died. Yeah.
就主要还是去死，跟自杀其实没什么太大关系了。
Yes, that's right. I'm not sure about like the history. Like, was it in the past that it only referred to suicides? I don't think so either. I think
kick the bucket always meant 去死了。就他去世了
yes,
不能说去死了、
so、
去死了哎，不对 kick a bucket 应该就是说这个人死翘翘了，因为中文如果翻译成死翘翘可能是更好一点。
Yeah, well, yeah, well,
他其实不太礼貌 不太礼貌了。
Yes, that's right. So it's very colloquial. And you wouldn't say to a friend that I'm sorry that your parents kicked the bucket or something, right?
说 friend 肯定是 gone to a bad place, 对吧？
Well, I wouldActually, no, I would say passed away.
Oh, passed away 是比较 common 的一种说法了呀。
And I think it's also the most polite. Passed away.
还有 somebody is gone.
Yeah, somebody's gone.
我有一次，这是真事、yes. 我以前有一个合作的一个等于说 不能说 partner 吧，反正就是合作的一个 contract。 然后有一次我有个单子，那原来做另外一个事情的时候有个单子要发给他，我还礼拜六我打电话给他，他接的，我说哎，我这有个东西我给你，你给我报个价嘛。然后他说 OK 没问题，我明天就给你。礼拜天我没等到，我在想哎，他本来一直是很守时的你知道吗，然后礼拜一我就打电话打他手机一直打不通，然后我就打他公司电话，然后公司好像是他们公司前台小妹接的，然后就跟我说 He's gone。 我还傻乎乎跟他说 Where has he gone to、
啊、他跑到哪里去了、
啊、我没反应出来你知道，因为前一天还跟他打电话还说的挺好的，他跟我说这个人已经走掉了、
yeah.
就有点接受不了、
yes. Actually Yeah, actually this happened to me as well、And I remember another expression that we can say. We can say someone is not with us anymore.、
嗯、
so like, they're not with us. 就是
他已经不在了，
已经不跟我们在不在了，不跟我们在一起了。
嗯、
这个意思、
嗯、
，yeah, yeah. And this is a true story. Like, one of my friends from university. I think he's 20 something. He's 23 or 4. Like, he's really young,、
嗯、
right? And he passed away suddenly. I think.
为什么？
I think it was suicide.、Yeah. That's what people、
oh.
said. That's what his closest friend told、
mm.
me. And yeah, it was just like I saw him on Thursday and Monday morning.、
Mm.
I got a message from my friend, and he said, "That guy is not with us anymore." He said, "The person's name is not with us anymore."
Mm.
And I was just like, "Okay," and I didn't react to it too. Like、
mm.
I didn't think that he、mm. died. I just thought, "Oh, where did he go?"、
Mm.
Because I was in shock.
其实看到这种话，你的如果是看在电视剧里面，你会说，哎，肯定是这个意思。但如果真的是发生在自己身上的时候，
yeah, yeah.
会一下子接受不了的。
Yeah, I was like, what? Where did he go? Like, did he go on a holiday or something? Oh my god! No, seriously,、
嗯、
I didn't respond to it at all.、
嗯、
I know what it means, but、
嗯、
I was just like, what?、
嗯、
what happened? What?
对啊
Yeah.、
嗯、
so,
好，离题了，离题了。
Sad.
还有
sad times, sad times.、
嗯
There's another one called Pushing Up Daisies.、Mm. This one's really weird. Pushing Up Daisies.
但是真的有这种说法吧？
Yes, yes, there is. But it's not very common at all.、
嗯、但是如果有的话肯定是这个意思对吧？
Yes.、So Pushing Up Daisies refers to a person who is dead、
嗯、
and they're buried, right?、
嗯、
so,
就这
like, you know,
我知道就已经埋上了嘛。对吧、
yeah.
就然后就是
Yeah.
Daisy 就是雏菊嘛，就是把人埋上了，然后这个小土堆上面就会有雏菊长出来，所以 pushing、
yes.
up daisies 就是其实中文意思就是他已经过世了对吧，就这意思、
yes. yeah. so it's like the same
这个其实是相对比较尊重的一个说法了，不像 kick a bucket 是有一种不太礼貌的那种，哎，这个人死翘翘了，对吧？
Yeah.
这种说法，这个是、
yeah.
他已经去世了。
Yeah, this one's not that common, but I think it's Yeah, I'm not sure.
反正你不太用。
I have to think.
你这个年纪肯定
用
不着。这个相对比较说这种年纪比较大的一点人一些人去世。
Okay. Well, I don't use it very often. And I think sometimes people like to use it in future tense as well, like as a threat. For example, you know, don't fight me or you'll be... you would say something like, if you fight me, you'll be pushing up daisies. So, if you fight me, I'll kill you, basically. Yeah, that kind of...
懂了。以后我会这么跟你说的。
Yes. Please.
Thank you for your teaching.
Please. Oh, you're welcome. 220 episodes. Have you learned a lot?
Yeah, bad words.
My disciple?
Bad words, yes, bad words, and bad words.
Well, maybe after 1,000 episodes, we can switch to 5 minutes Chinese.
啊，那可以啊。然后我说英语，你说中文。
Yeah, good luck with that, bro.
好了，那今天我们说了几个代表去世，或者说死翘翘的一个俗语，对吧？
Yes. First one is someone has gone to a better place.
这其实我觉得翻译比较好，就是说这个人叫驾鹤西游。你懂我意思吧？
Yes.
懂这个意思吧？
Yeah, well, you know, 上西天 means to die, right?
对啊，上西。
驾鹤西游 means to head over to, yeah. OK.
驾鹤西游是道教的说法，因为鹤是道教里面的神仙。西方极乐世界是佛教的说法。就是你说一个就是信佛的人，你不能说他是驾鹤西游。
Okay, I see. I like that. Interesting. Anyway, so kick the bucket.
就是死翘翘。
Pushing up daisies.
入土为
安。Sorry, passed away.
Passed away 就是去世过了，对吧？他已经。
Yes. This is the most polite.
比较礼貌的说法。
And yeah.And someone is not with us anymore. This is not in the script, by the way. So you have to listen to us.
Dictation.
Listen to our episode.
Dictation.
Dictation. Dictation.
这也是说他已经不在了，对吧？也是比较
yes, not with us
也是比较礼貌的一种说法。
Yes, this one's definitely very polite too. And last but not least, pushing up daisies.
就入土为安，对吧
？Yes.
好了，那今天我们的节目就到这里了。我们明天是明天吗？还是下周一 ？Anyway,
I have no idea.
下期见。
All right, that's all we have today, and we'll see you guys next time.
Oh,
ding,
not see. 别忘了在我们的微信公众号里回复3025，就可以看到今天的文稿啦。如果大家喜欢我们的话，可以在苹果 Podcast 和荔枝 FM 里搜索每日五分钟英语，那个黄色背景的爆炒头就是我们了。喜欢我们的话，可以订阅我们的节目，或者给我们评论五星以资鼓励，也可以在微博或者微信给我留言，我每条都会回复的。也欢迎大家转发我们的节目，让更多的朋友参与到我们的节目中来。大家如果喜欢我们的节目的话，可以加我微信号，不是微信公众账号，是我私人微信号 alex_zq_yu， 但只有每天晚上7点到8点才能搜索到哦。大家也可以在节目下方看到我的微信号，复制粘贴就可以了。但是在微信里抢得到抢不到红包，那就得看缘分了。